Oh, I'd bring the old girl back to show you.
We never guaranteed anything.
No, you can't touch us. We're insured.
What did you say you got out of her?
112.
I never said anything. Don't send that out. He's not good at figures.
I had her up for 115.
What?
On Western Avenue. Easy. Raced a brand new Jag all the way from Norfolk to Ealing. You know, I honestly believe you, Chester, know what that car really is.
She's a Swiftmobile, 1924.
You really believe that?
Yeah.
I mean, you've no idea what it was you were selling me. Always collects the crowds, she does. She's not a Swiftmobile 1924. She's one of these Swiftmobiles 1925. A supercharged Rivali model. Oh, superficially like a run-of-the-mill 24, I grant you, but... One look at the valve seat.
Didn't I tell you, Dunstan?
I don't get it. Will you talk English?
Of course I had a bit of trouble with her at first.
You see, you chaps have been trying to run her on ordinary petrol. She takes a petrol mixture like the old Barottis.
And then the multi-hydro nuts on the brakes were all oiled up and the special two-way camshaft was bent. No wonder the steering was all to pieces. So I've had a strip right down and, well, now I reckon that car's practically priced. In fact, I've already been offered almost 3 times what I gave for her by Bronte Digger.
The racing driver?
He had her on the track
at Silverstone.
Laps of 121.7.
I said to Dunstan, didn't I, Dunstan?
I said, I'd like Mr. Pompey to have that car. Because he'll know how to handle it, he'll appreciate that.
Yes, that's right.
That's why we let him have her cheap.
But we like our motor cars to go to good homes like dogs.
Frank is coming round here, as a matter of fact. He's going to try and get him one.
Oh, I told him it was absolutely useless. Only 6 of them ever made. So you know him when he's any part on the thing. He's prepared to pay...
anything.